thank you very much for having me.
And thank you, Dr. Marguerite Rigalloso. You can find the spelling of her name and links to her work in the archive section on the website www.wings.org. Wings thanks Karen Tate and the internet radio show Voices of the Sacred Feminine for identifying the work of Dr. Rigalloso. And thanks to your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, creator of the Temple of Sekhmet in Cactus Springs, Nevada. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Were they talking about hemp seeds there? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what they were talking about, ma'am, but, you know, it's like girly stuff. I mean, it wouldn't apply to you. I mean,
I guess not, or not, you.
Well, probably. And I don't know. I'm still young.
You're Nimrod, right?
I got options. I'm Nimrod. That's Long John Tanner.
This is CITR, 101.9 FM.
Are you sure?
I think. And you're tuned to...
Oh,
sons and daughters from Glasgow, Glaswegians with attitude, pissing in the Clyde. And that's from their new album called The Gift. It's their second album. I forget their background. As I was mentioning, I kind of thought that they were with Bell and Sebastian a while back, but I don't think so. It's another Scottish band, Max Middleton. I'm very confused at this point, man. I just had too much sunshine
out
confused,
there. Are you confused?
Yeah, Nimrod? But you know, it's good to be here. It really is. It just feels right. You know how some places, you know, that you just feel like this is where you should be. Yeah. So you want to pass on congratulations here on Radio to,
yes.
to a resident on campus.
That's right. UBC astronomer and astrophysics professor Jamie Matthews, who was inducted Friday in Ottawa as the Order of Canada by Governor General Michel Jean. He's recognized internationally, actually. His study is in stellar seismology. I knew I'd get around that one. He's also a mission scientist and principal investigator for the Canadian Space Agency's Project MOS, which is Canada's first space telescope. That's Jamie Matthews out here at UBC. So congratulations to him from
all
of us.
Well, you heard, of course, that William Shatner is a bit pissed off because he didn't get it.
He didn't?
But, no, I think you know, in the case of Willie Boy, he's just disgruntled because he wasn't asked to be in the new Star Trek movie coming out this summer, which I noticed you've crossed out on your calendar at home, and Fran says he can't stop talking about it. You'll see it when it happens, you know.
I'm just a science fiction junkie, that's all.
You are, man. You are. Welcome to Radio. We now continue. We have some canned cars.
Yes, we do. We're going to Montreal right now for Park Avenue. All right. Always like songs that have whistles in them.
Feel free to whistle along. We'll be right back.
use of the Wawa. There they are from Montreal, Park Avenue, spelled with a C, Feedback in the Field, out here behind McMaster.
Whistling was really a nice touch.
It was.
Anytime you get some people. But, you know, you got to be able to whistle. We've got through that before.
Yeah,
we play
really
different songs. And
I can't whistle.
I'll bet you can.
No, I can't, really.
I'll bet you can.
No, I'm a horrible whistler.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that.
You
said
you.
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
It's February 25th. Oh, sweet sunset out there. It has has the weather not been to your liking?
Excellente.
Beautiful.
Yes. Gorgeous.
Well, it won't last.
No, it won't. As a matter of fact, do you want to hear the forecast?
Yeah, we'd love to hear the forecast.
Well,
here he's going to do his Wayne Cox for you right now.
Okay, folks, hey, look out there. It's going to be clear tonight. Wow, look up there. There's Saturn. You can see it. Well, not quite. It'll be up in about half hour over in the east. Mars right overhead.
Hi, Mars.
Still a little late for that, though. The sun has just gone down. But we're going to have showers for the next 3 or 4 days.
Oh.
Getting heavier by Wednesday and Thursday.
Heavier? What does that mean?
A little cooler. But nevertheless, you know, the sun's coming up at 7:03. But that changes because March the 8th, the clocks spring ahead 1 hour. Don't forget spring
Yeah,
ahead.
I know. And that means if we get that kind of weather, we have more gray sky to contend with. And you know what that is. It's a seasonal disorder stuff. This is our program for today, and it's pre-Olympicalypse 2010, which is sounding more and more ominous with each passing minute on that silly Olympic clock. Though the paint splatters, got to say, I don't know if you saw them from the those crazy poverty activists. Way to go. Added some much-needed color.
I saw the picture in the paper. Yeah, it was very colorful.
Oh, some people were very upset about that. How could they do such a thing?
Oh, yeah.
How could they do such
shocking.
A thing? Shocking. Oh, shocking, shocking, shocking. Anyway, that's how it is. Do we have anything to give away? Oh, I gotta tell you, man. Like I'm a little out of it because in the last, you know what happened in my apartment. You know,
oh, yes.
I live downtown.
The bedbug thing.
Well, yeah, they have a bedbug problem in that building, and you folks in Carisdale, don't look too closely because they're starting to creep up in that area. They know where the good blood is.
Yeah, they're headed through Shaughnessy.
There will be blood. There will be bugs. But so. They asked, you know, I had to put everything in bags and everything. It was like a war zone in the apartment, you know. And then they came in, and, you know, they came in there, and they were wearing these masks, and they had the gloves, you know, the pest control people, right?
Right, right.
They were after the bugs. And I was in the elevator with them. I had to get up at 8:30 in the morning. Can you imagine me at 8:30? I did. And
good.
I got up. My dad was
semi-legendary Johann Bruno Shane, of course. Yes.
I was very proud that I got up that early and got out of there and then had to go away for 6 hours, only to come back and be greeted by the scent of Tempo Sufaflin PCP number 25673, Dry on Dust PCP number 15255, and Pro Aerosol PCP 16282, and 110 ULVs PCP. Never mind.
Just put a little bit of that on the mirror. I'll just give it a try here.
You got off? What's happening to your skin, man?
Wow, man.
What's happening to you? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Like the way you think you do.
way, Cat Power Chan to her friends. You can call her Chan.
Can I?
Chan Marshall. She's coming back here. She was just here a little while ago, and she's coming back on the strength of her recent cover CD, and that is a Bob Dylan song called I Believe in You. And she is going to be playing, you're not going to believe this, but good news as far as venues go. And boy, do we need a venue like the Vogue.
Our favorite venue.
The Vogue, yeah, it's one that you can sit down, fairly good sight lines, good sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got some atmosphere, and it certainly has a lot of ghosts in there if you've ever used the men's washroom. Cubicle 3.
Now, is this her band, Nimrod? That like,
well, it's her band and a couple players, a couple session players from, I think, Memphis that she used on
okay.
the...
Okay, so guitar Judah Bauer. I wonder if that... Cause that was great guitar. Like, it reminded me of the Stones from Exile on Main Street or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Well, it's your bar band thing, you know. Anyway, the Vogue Theater has reopened for concerts, and that is a good thing. Not exactly sure where that's going to go. Who is going to play, what the situation is, because it was deemed to be a supper club, you know. Hmm. And I somehow think that Granville Mall, as it now is, you know, Asshole Central, is not really the place where a lot of people want to go, you know, dress up in their gowns and go and head there. We'll be doing our post-Oscar thing in a little bit. But we're glad that the movies, you know, for a lot of the movie industry folks, that the strike is now over, so I can resume my not-so-brilliant career working from my dad's script. You know my dad.
Oh, yes. We know your dad.
Don't mention his name because that's all he wants to hear on this show.
Okay.
The script that Telefilm Canada seems to like it, man. It's very sweet, and they may even fund the production. It's called... did I tell you about this?
No.
It's called Dead Skin, and it's kind of like a cautionary environmental / sci-fi horror film about dust mites who may be alien beings infiltrating our planets and feeding off, as they do, our dead skin droppings.
Yikes.
That's all I can give you right now, but it's pretty powerful stuff,
it
and
is.
I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that Telefilm will get behind it, and we may be, you know... Maybe we'll be doing a Juno down there in Hollywoodland. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of work involved, and it hasn't even gotten to the stage yet whether they're going to fund it or not. But, of course, I got a part in it.
You do?
I play one of the dust mites. No.
yes, I think.
Anyway,
so.
I'll keep you posted because I know you'll want to know.
Thank you, Nimrod. Okay, we just had Cat Power. You know, this is Black Power Month, and we've got a good old Vancouver band from back from the 1960s when Tommy Chong played with a band called Little Daddy and the Bachelors, and this is Junior's Jerk.
Is he on here?
He's on here, yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
cyclists. Are you using the bike routes, or do you ride on main roads, endangering your health with noxious exhaust fumes? Well, use those brain cells. Cycle safely on designated bike paths. Avoid the automaniacs, especially during rush hour. You see people driving their bikes in rush hour main streets. Crazy. I don't believe it. Anyway, whatever. There's little daddy.
But they're young, man.
Yeah, they're invincible.
And invincible. And we the streets belong to us.
They really do. That's what they think.
Little daddy and the bachelors. That's old. That's well before I was even a twinkle in my mom's eye. You know?
Really? Yeah. And your dad, too. Well, yeah, that was from back in the good old days, 65, 66, when they used to play down at the Elegant Parlor when Tommy Chong was part of Little Daddy and the Bachelors.
Now, for the uninitiated, the Elegant Parlor was located approximately where the Retinal Circus used to be and now Celebrities is on Davie.
Yeah, Davie.
Davie by Burrard. Yeah,
mm-hmm, that's right.
You see, Vancouver at that time, as my dad has always pointed out, you know, giving me the history. I mean, he started teaching me pop musical history when I was two, man.
Oh,
you know,
like, boy. Danny Besitas was the club I was trying to
Besitas,
think of.
Yeah. And Vancouver always had that blues tradition, you know. At that time, Auntie Pam used to go to all the shows. Ike and Tina Turner in New Westminster at the Groove Yard. And everybody came through here, Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, and that was even later into the 70s. So there's a real blues tradition in this town that is still alive at the Yale Hotel. And we greet Ron Simmons and the fine work that they do down there. They are going to remodel the Yale Hotel. Surprise. But they will keep the pub, which is used for blues acts, and has Johnny Winter coming in for 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday, sold out. Be a good experience. But that's really interesting.
Yeah, I think Annie Pam and your dad, old J.B. Shane, legendary
Captain Midnight. Don't mention him, man.
Yeah, he wanted me to give him a plug, you know. So there
a plug
you go.
For what?
I don't know. Plug him. Plug it up.
He's mad at you because he didn't show up at his Oscar party, but we'll get into that a little bit later on.
Okay.
Hey, I got a CBC poll here. Yeah, they have polls, too, there. they're remodeling the CBC building downtown. I think they're going to do it all in wood or something. I don't know what. But 15% of Canadians would give up their ballot in Canada's next federal election if only to vote instead in the upcoming U.S. election. Well, who can blame them? Look at our sorry choices. What choices? They're barely alive.
Really?
I mean, down there, it's kind of like jumping all over the place. It's getting really, really interesting. For those that just joined us, we have, of course, Vancouver's leading ufologist coming up in about maybe 12 minutes to scare us all about things that are out there and other creatures. And yes, there is life on other planets. And yes, there is some life still on Earth. But
right here on Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Very professionally done, man.
Driving
That's Magnetic Fields. Stephen Merritt discovering that's not him singing, female vocalist. Discovering that, or maybe it is. He discovered the joys of fuzz, feedback, distortion is the CD. It takes a little getting used to, but it's cool. He's been listening to a lot of Jesus and Mary Chain, and they're on their comeback. If you're listening right now, we remind you that music to accompany anything that's going on right here from CITR 101.9 FM, it works. For more of what you hear, tune in Radio Free GAC. It's at 7:30 with Gary Gary.
That's right. And we got some more music coming up here. A band from out of town, right after we hear about podcasting, which this show will be podcasted as of tomorrow when I get home and fiddle around with my computer.
You mean it's not being podcast now, man?
No, we're streaming right now.
Dude!
After the show, it will be set up on the podcast. We'll have to do that on my computer. Okay.
Whatever you say.
All righty, we're going to go to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and a song for our friend Jamie Matthews, astronomer, and for all astronomers out there, Stan.
Hey, we'll this is rated R. Four.
Really awesome.
Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcasts to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
Who was that?
Wow, wild stuff.
That Beyonce?
Yeehaw! All right, well, I apologize because that wasn't the track I wanted to play, but it's actually not a bad one because the band called the Super Fantastics
from
Choose Your Destination, and that was called Turn On Me. We'll play the Astronomer track another time.
They're from Halifax?
They're from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Well, we'll send that out to Ellen Page, who, you know.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Hey, she's going to get an Oscar one day, you know. It's just thing is,
or later.
It so happens sometimes with a lot of performers that get the big awards. What happened? What has Hilary Swank done since Boys Don't Cry? You know,
I don't know.
Good actor. Anyway, we'll later for that. Yeah. We're going to do our. Yep. We would like to
radio here on CITR 22 before 7 o'clock. That's Pacific Standard Time.
Well, we put out that cigarette. Now yep. You know.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Most people that smoke put their cigarettes on the ground. They don't use their ashtrays.
Bad.
Polluting the air, polluting the ground.
Now they have there's some new laws that are coming in that are pretty interesting. One where you can't smoke cigarettes in the. In the car with kids there, you know.
Oh, right.
Those new laws will be in place. No smoking cigs in cars with the kids. Secondhand smoke is a killer. We know that. Meantime, the sad war on drugs raises its ugly side once again, whereby a Burnaby woman suffering from multiple sclerosis was hassled by Metrotown security guards. She showed the little fascists her Health Canada license from her doctor that allows her to smoke pot because it helps her. They called her scum and told her to get lost. Oh, the ignorance and arrogance of those who unjustly judge. It coincides, however, with a U.S. report from the American College of Physicians, all 124,000 members who say criminal penalties for dope should be waived for doctors who prescribe it and patients who use it. Marijuana, smoked for centuries as a medicine, has many health benefits that show a discord between science and the tough anti-drug laws. It's widely acknowledged that the good herb has been very effective for many people in treating glaucoma, or multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, nausea, boredom, pain, and among other maladies.
I'm bored, man.
Toke up. Even makes some people happy and more relaxed. No one has died from smoking dope. Lung cancer is not proven because it's the THC, dude, as opposed to the nicotine. The nicotine drives that shit right into your lungs. The THC takes it somewhere else. And that is from three different studies made in California and in Colorado and in Texas and in, obviously, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. All right. They do
but,
that a lot, yes.
No, so as far as nicotine goes, it's a no-no. We want everybody to stop smoking. Make it illegal.
Yes.
But then the tobacco companies wield so much power.
That's the power, yes.
Don't smoke. It's a $9 billion capitalist joke. Don't smoke. Smoking makes you cough. You can't sing straight. You gargle on saliva and you vomit on your plate. Don't smoke. You smoke in bed. You smoke on the hill. You smoke till you're dead. You smoke in hell. Don't smoke. You puff your fag. You suck your butt. You choke and gag. Teeth full of crud. Don't smoke. Don't smoke. You pay your half bucks to Deathly Pack. Trust your bad luck and smoke in the sack. Don't smoke. Nicotine. No. Smoke. $75 million in greens, what Madison Avenue gets to advertise nicotine and hook you radical breath. Don't smoke. Black magic pushes dope. Sexy chicks in cars. America loses hope and smokes and drinks in bars. Don't smoke. Choke. $9 billion a year. A southern industry by Senator Joe Fear who runs the CIA. Don't smoke. And dagger. Cloak. $9 billion for dope. Approved by Time and Life. America's lost hope. The president smokes his wife. Don't smoke. If you will get in bed and give your girlfriend head, then you won't want a fag nor ever more a drag. Don't smoke. Please. goes smoke, 24 hours in bed, and gives your boyfriend head. Put something in your mouth like skin on cigarette filth. Suck tit, suck tit, suck tit, suck cock, suck cock, suck click, suck click. But don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke nicotine. It's too obscene, don't smoke nicotine. Suck cock, suck click, suck tit, suck cock, suck click, suck it. But don't smoke shit, don't. Make believe you're sick. Stay in bed and lick your cigarette habit greed. One day's all you need, indeed, indeed, indeed. Smoke weed, but don't smoke, 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 don't smoke, don't smoke, oh, 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 oh. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke.
You tell him, Alan.
Yeah.
That goes back a long time. Alan Ginsberg.
Alan Ginsberg. Can you believe it? Don't smoke. Smoke weed. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well,
crazy stuff, eh?
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did.
That's from my dad's collection. We managed to find that somewhere. He does a lot of other really crazy things. He's, you know, man has had a way with words, you know, the late Alan Ginsberg. We'll send that out to a guy who knows, used to know him, who knows everybody from the Bay Area, and that's Bumpo.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Bumpo. And, do you smoke? I wonder if he does. I have more friends that are quitting smoking now, and that's good to see. I just have a few friends I'm worried about who still smoke. And
Auntie Pam is okay.
And I just don't like going over to her house because it's just so smelly. You know? Well, what can I say? Okay.
Oh,
you're radio. She doesn't listen anyway.
You'd never survive in Paris. You know,
that. There you go.
Hey, I sense somebody is waiting to speak.
He is. It's radio time to bring you our UFO expert, world-renowned expert on the subject of unidentified flying objects, Michael Stranick.
Good evening. John. Good evening, Nimrod.
Hi.
Hi there.
I hope you're not planning on sleeping much tonight, Nimrod.
What do you mean by that?
What's up?
You'll see. Okay.
What? Okay, go on.
Texas, more sightings, and the area is increasing. Okay. B.C., Christina Lake. Some people were visiting friends and then noticed a diamond-shaped object flying low and slow in the sky. At times, it seemed to stop and hover for a few seconds and then continued its slow movement to the south. The object was 30 feet wide, and it rotated, and it reflected light off it with each rotation. One end was dark, and the rest was either mirrored or metallic. Now, I'm mentioning this because Christina Lake is where they had those Native American petroglyphs depicting things that could only be UFOs, and unfortunately, they have now gone underwater, but fortunately we have photos of these very interesting stuff. Now, here's one that might be of interest to your astronomer friend in Nova Scotia. Cape Breton, English Town, Nova Scotia, near Kelly's Mountain, a large triangular shape with bluish glow came up out of the water. It hovered there over the water for about 10 seconds, then went straight up to about 3,000 feet. It was about 200 feet long and 75 feet wide. Two more just like it came out of the water and did the exact same thing, so there were now three in the sky. They all went higher and either became one object or were very close together and started to look like a star in the sky. It got brighter and brighter and then disappeared about 80 miles north within 1 minute. Now, that's interesting because Nova Scotia is the home of our most famous Canadian sighting, the Shag Harbor incident. And for decades, we have been getting reports from the Digby to Yarmouth area of things coming out of the water. Mexico, Mezcala, Guerrero, Mexico. A UFO was observed by the entire population of Mezcala, including mining engineers at the Los Filos gold mine. A saucer-shaped object passed over the town square at about 300 meters before landing on a nearby hill, where it emitted light blue to white flashes for over 30 hours. Crowds gathered to see it from a distance and all suffered eye irritation afterwards. The electricity of all the homes in the area dropped significantly whenever the light's intensity increased. Many took photos and videos, but they were all affected and highly distorted. Now, a lot of videos were taken by people 4 to 6 kilometers away, and the footage shows a round, white or light blue light with strange figures at its core. These were described by people watching through binoculars as something like a cat or a being with horns, causing great fear among the locals who couldn't sleep afterwards. One group got within 50 meters of the object, describing the color as that of brilliant galvanized sheet metal with a white or a light blue color, but their car engines stalled and the camera batteries were drained. Now we go back to Chicago, home of the O'Hare Airport case. Now this happened in October. Chicago authorities are searching for a 39-year-old woman who disappeared in an apparent UFO abduction. She was on a 3.5-mile run through a 68,000-acre forest preserve, and then she disappeared. Police spent the whole next day looking for clues. Around 7 p.m. that evening, the mother of three called her sister and a friend on her cell phone. Her last words were, "Hello, please call me back. I've seen something. This is very important. Please hurry up. This is urgent." Friends said she would never just leave because she has three kids. The police say they have traced the signal from the cell phone call to somewhere in the forest preserve. Also, at around the same time, 7 p.m., the Chicago Heights police received several calls reporting a strange object hovering over the preserve. The caller said the object was making a loud whizzing sound and had numerous colored lights and was dome-shaped. At 8 p.m., a relative called her but couldn't reach her. 2 hours later, family members found her car in a parking lot near the reserve.
Whew. Wow.
They couldn't find her?
Nope. So as far as I know, she is still missing.
Still missing. Oh.
And bizarre. One of those people that had no reason to go missing.
Really? Yeah.
I got to say, you know, having had you doing this for some time here on Radio, that I am feeling pangs of jealousy because John has seen stuff, you have seen stuff, and I want to, man. I really do. I'm not skeptical. I just really want to. So would you recommend I take an excursion to into the wild up to Christina Lake?
I would suggest just do what you're doing. These things usually happen when you're not expecting it.
That's right, of course. And today, Michael Stranick, our UFO expert on Radio
Radio, I want to see a UFO, man!
has visited Christina Lake in British Columbia. We went to Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia. And was that in Mexico, that really bright object that was hurting people's eyes? Okay,
yes.
What part of Mexico was that?
I haven't checked it on a map.
Okay.
But things have been happening all over Mexico
for the
last decade
and a half. Since 1991 in Mexico City and stuff, too. And Chicago area.
Yeah.
So very interesting. Lots of UFO reports right here at home in British Columbia, all around the world. They're continuing. They seem to be more UFO reports than I ever remember in my life. And I've been watching them since I first saw one back in 1956 or
so. And I haven't even seen one!
You will eventually, Nimrod. Don't panic.
Promises, promises.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Michael Stranick. Talk to you in a couple of weeks' time. Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know. On the dashboard and melted, but we still have the radio. We talked about nothing, which was more than I
town. Well, the car was on block, but I was already where I want. After you had proved my point wrong, it wasn't like I'd let it go. Oh, 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 oh. I just wanted to catch the last laugh on this show.
Radio, radio, and CITR.
Modest Mouse, who are part of what will be a very interesting triple bill outdoors, because outdoor fests are the best.
They are the best.
And out there in your neck of the woods, out by Deer Lake, near what was that street that was named after that Nazi? What was it? There was a street that just near Deer Lake that apparently some ex-SS.
Anyway, we'll figure that out later. Deer Lake Park, yes.
Got me going.
May 23rd,
and that's with REM.
REM is the headliner.
And the
Modest Mouse.
And the National.
And the National.
Who I think had probably, maybe, arguably, it's always arguably, the best album of last year called Boxer. And they are. They're opening that, and that'll be out in Deer Lake Park. But if you want to go further afield, we might recommend South by Southwest. Usually our esteemed music director, Big Luke Meat, goes there. And
he's not going this year.
No, he's been banned, actually.
Yes,
he's been
right.
Banned. They just said, we like the guy, but, you know, I mean...
Enough's enough.
We don't have enough Lone Star for, you know, to keep him lubricated. But down there at South by Southwest, interesting, a lot of Canadian acts playing there. Cadence Weapon, Jason Collette, Black Mountain are going to be there in Austin, Texas. Tokyo Police Club. Other acts include Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton.
Really?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
My Morning Jacket, which is great. REM will be there. Now, Coachella is happening again, and some people from... I don't think anybody from here has ever gone down there. I know Nardwar tried to get on the guest list, and they said, who? but if you can get down to the California desert... no country for the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Watch out for anybody carrying cattle prod guns. That's fast becoming an oasis down there for really interesting reunions. Before, in years past, Jesus and Mary Chain played there and reformed. Pixies, Rage Against the Machine, Gang of Four, Bauhaus. This year, The Verve and Portishead are making their respective U.S. returns after nearly a decade, and the lineup also boasts, here's an interesting, Love and Rockets, the Breeders,
really?
The Raconteurs, which is Jack White's other band, right? My Morning Jacket again. Roger Waters, just for you Pink Floyd fans, and get this, out there in the middle of the desert, Kraftwerk.
Oh, my God.
My Bloody Valentine have been offered, but they are still working on that long-awaited, like, three decades of albums. Anyway, that's some of the lineup for Coachella, and to give you a date on that, I would probably, doesn't have a date on this, check with maybe... get a copy of the LA Times or something like that. But that's coming up. Anyway, a couple things. Outdoor shows.
You can get Discorder magazine. I don't have the March episode.
Issue.
Adventure or whatever they call it. Yes.
The issue, yeah. Yes. Well, that's because you didn't pay your dues. That's
why. Oh, okay. Veda Hilly has a new CD out. And this one's called This Riot. They covered the title over. Oh, This Riot Life. Okay, here she is. She's got a CD release party coming up real soon.
You're not invited.
Sorry.
There's the place you know. There's the place you don't know. Curtain number one, curtain number one. You are blind, blind, blind. There is where I did this, this is where I did that. It took 30 years to draw this map. And now what do you see? You are blind, blind, blind. The city or your map of the city. You are blind. Your life in the city. Get up every day, crawl out of your cave. You are blind, blind, blind. Battle with the memory. You know, there is the place you don't know. Curtain number one, curtain number one. You are blind, blind, blind. You've pissed on trees, you've beaten paths. It took 30 years to draw this map. And now, what do you see?
Where we are, are you ready? What was, what is, and what shall be, city of dreams, New York, my city of dreams.
Do you feel lucky, Punk?
I feel lucky, yes. You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is Radio Radio, and that's Veda Hilly, This Riot Life, Lucky well, Luck.
I'm sorry, what is that?
I was just going to say there's a line in that song that reminds me of your dad where she says, you've pissed on trees, you've beaten paths. Anyway.
Oh, no, that's a low blow.
Well, that's your dad.
But Veda
about.
Has many named fans overseas, amongst them. Old Saint Nick Cave is a big fan of hers.
Really?
She has a real following over there. You know, maybe more so than here.
Probably, yeah.
As is quite often the case. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a real talent in your own backyard, sometimes you overlook that. Because, oh, if they're from here, they can't be that good. Well, of course, that's changed. You know, I mean, I know that Bryan Adams has a new album out, but that's not the point. For those on campus listening, and we know you are in the thousands out there, got to say that the best place to do studying and writing in peace and quiet, in tranquility, getting sunshine, because that's the best way of writing. That's the best thing for your eyes when you're writing, real sunshine, and no noise and not a lot of people, is over there at the Regents College. You know the place I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Over there, it's Christian Studies, but you don't have to be Christian to go in there.
Well, that's good.
You know, they allow...
That's how you got in.
They allow heathens like myself, pagans.
Right.
I went in there and I got a coffee and I sat down there and I did some writing and reading and listening to some music and doing my prep,
right.
Very professional, mm-hmm. and it was all quiet and really peaceful and I was thinking to myself, you know, this is the place. That is where people should go to study. I shouldn't say that because now they will do that, swarm over there, and I won't get my seat in the sun and that cop. But it really was really a nice experience. And I'd like to thank Regents College for just allowing me in there to do that. But the only one thing that kind of threw me off a little bit, just, you know, while I was sitting there writing and drinking their very fine free trade coffee, I noticed this guy over in the corner there, you know, and he was just all of a sudden he went ballistic and he just started yelling and bellowing. There's a sinner in the room. There's a sinner in the room. And I ducked under the table, of course, and then I went to the can. And by the time I came back, he was gone. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I like the place. No complaints. I just didn't get it. You know, have you ever been over there?
Are you a sinner, Nimrod?
I am a sinner. I have sinned. Therefore, I am a sinner.
Therefore, yes.
And
we're getting ready for Radio GAC at 7:30 here at CITR. That was from 1977, Low, David Bowie.
Yeah, boy, you know, in their Berlin mode, Speed of Life.
Just past 7 o'clock. By the way, you know, music is just what the doctor ordered, in case you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we love this show, playing you all this different music, whether it's from Canada or around the world.
International.
Because, international, that's right. Because when stroke patients in Finland listen to music for a couple of hours each day, verbal memory and attention span improve significantly compared with patients who receive no musical stimulation. Just think of this. A neuroscientist at Helsinki University discovered this, that this is the first time music alone has been shown to have a positive effect on victims of brain injury such as stroke.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a study that's been long underway, and in Helsinki, they found that the majority of patients, when asked for their preferences, was for Finnish and Swedish heavy metal.
No Danish music?
No Danish music that I know of. I'm not sure, you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just Danishes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up, Nimrod?
What's up? Sounds like something out of the WWF. What's up, Canada? Well, wrestling is bad for kids. Watching wrestling on TV leads to violent teenagers, and you know, that's a late, you know, there's a study out every day on everything,
right?
But I don't know about that. I know, I, you know, whenever I see Batista throwing Umaga over the top rope, I say to myself, gee, I'd like to do that too. You know, it's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we will be doing our little post Oscar thing there and tell you all about very exciting party that shook up Hollywood North last night. You weren't there, but you were missed. And other than that, what
sorry,
else?
Sorry, I missed that. Yeah,
Well, we'll deal with that later on.
What can you do?
You know, in the wake of all this stuff here in Hollywood North, there you can now take actual tours. By the way, with the popularity of Juno, the movie Juno, right? So you can book on a Hollywood North tour, and this is being organized by Marty Eisler, producer, director, you know, and with and so much movie shit being done here and in the past, you can now book on these tours. Currently visiting, this is the one that goes for the next couple of weeks, visiting Juno, all the Juno locations which were up in Dunbar. Right? Where you used to live, up there in Dunbar Heights. You can drop by, this is part of the tour, drop by Coffee and Pastry Shop, where scenes from Things We Lost in the Fire were shot, 16th Avenue in Arbutus. You can meet Doris, who spills all about Benicio del Toro and Halle Berry. You can visit the Ethiopian restaurant on the drive, where the owner is always mistaken for Lawrence Fishburne. there's a definite Keanu sighting at Sutton Place Hotel, guaranteed as part of the package. They have people, you know, sort of waiting, and they will call the tour operators once the... Whoops! Are you okay? You're bleeding.
I'll be all right.
Once the dude shows up. And you can visit the actual apartment, seriously, above the stores on 4th Avenue near Dunbar, where Johnny Depp, in his 21 Jump Street days, called home. And if you want more information about that and you want to get on the tour, just give us a call here at CITR. We'll pass that number along. They can take along 30 people max. That's it.
Johnny Depp's home sweet home. Hard to believe. 4th Avenue. Okay.
4th near Dunbar. Yeah. Upstairs.
Okay. It's time for a band, a new band from Vancouver. Three quarters of the Revered Band Piano. They're called No Kids.
Across the table from nobody.
Coming to my house, a little bluster in the rain. Some of the former members of Piano there here at CITR's Radio. And right now it's time to check the headlines of the news. Some pretty scary headlines this last week in the newspapers, if you didn't see it. Horror movies banned in China to protect the country's children and teenagers' psychological development. Horror movies banned in China. Can you believe it?
Well, US, they didn't show lust caution there.
U.S. woman pays $150,000 to clone her deceased dog. South Korean company says it can clone up to 30 dogs a year. And finally, a poll finds women are turned on by men who vacuum. Women hot for chore play.
Men with vacuum cleaners are a turn on?
Yeah, that's why Fran Dance just bought me a new vacuum cleaner.
Oh, did she? What is, she's trying to tell you something, man.
Mm.
Really? And at your age, too. Shame on you, God. You like to vacuum?
I do, actually. I really enjoy vacuuming and doing the laundry and the dishes. And
well, you know who doesn't like to vacuum? Is Sharon Fu of the Ravenettes.
Oh, no, I know
She does not like that kind of stuff.
No, she doesn't. But they've got a new CD out here at CITR. Should we check it out?
We should check it out, but we should first of all let you know that they have given up wine. They used to drink $1,000 bottles of wine because they loved the price tag. And that Sharon basically said, that's it. You know, we were kind of inexperienced and just obviously immersed ourselves in a rock and roll extravaganza and the fascination or the way we imagined the way that sort of life was. And one major ingredient, of course, to the rock star fantasy life, booze and lots of it. We were having problems with drinking too much. We just wanted to do a really good job when we go on the road and play shows. I feel we would sometimes be on stage, but we weren't really present, if you know what I mean, or want to be there. You know, you learn. We really had fun, but we had too much fun.
It's the
CITR's Radio Radio, Lust, Lust, Lust. We love to lust. And they're the Ravenettes.
They are here on March the 8th, and it is sold out. They could probably do about four or five other shows, and they were just here recently.
That song was called Dead Sound.
Dead Sounds. We are live from, sometimes it's debatable.
Yeah, really.
CITR 101.9. Hey, the Oscar party last night, Long John. No, not, you didn't show.
I'm sorry.
We had a big one. Co-hosted, as always, come showtime by producer Marty Eisler. And, of course, my father, you know him.
Oh, yes, the old Captain Midnight, Chuck Steak.
Well, he was just himself last night in good form at Eisler's West Van penthouse. You and Fran were invited, but no show. Morgan, your son, was invited as well because he's a big film buff, but he didn't show. But quite a gathering. What you missed there, you should have been there, as was Aaron Eckhart and Jen. That's Jennifer. Aniston, very sweet. Keanu was there chain smoking, but on the patio. Kathy Bates, Jennifer Connelly, the cast of Supernatural, some cast of Smallville, the VIFF director, Alan Franey, Medium's very own David Cubitt, and lovely wife Julia, and many others, and turning heads and inquiring after you, none other than TDM.
Terry David Mulligan was there?
He was there.
What was he wearing?
Oh, man, I can't remember. You know,
was he an inchworm?
I don't know what he was. He was just there. He was on the cell phone the whole time. You know, he was you know, not impressed by the stars.
He was dressed as a bottle of wine, maybe.
He may have been. Anyway, friendo, the big win for No Country for Old Men will up its box office take. And now with Javier Bardem's evil Anton Chigurh entering movie infamy, there is a rather unsettling rise in the sales of cattle prod guns in the U.S. And more disturbing, there's several dudes in California wanting the Anton Chigurh page boy hairstyle. Maybe it's just a passing phase, but if not, look out, friendo. Love the Coen brothers' artistic comeback, deserving win, though I was really rooting for There Will Be Blood to drink from the Oscars milkshake. Daniel Day was a given. Maybe the greatest living screen actor alive today. Happy for Marion Cotillard, winning for her brilliant portrayal of Edith Piaf. You saw that. Ma Vie en Rose. Huh? Oui? John?
No, monsieur, no, I did not see that song, or that music, or that movie, whatever you're talking about.
What accent is that, dude? thought Amy Ryan should have got the nod for her all-too-real performance in Gone Baby Gone. Nice to see the only song of worth in the as-usual bland selection of songs, and they were atrocious. Touching moment with guy from The Frames and the his Czech girlfriend from Once falling slowly, and it was a really real human moment when
that was when John brought her back.
Well, she was cut off. Yeah. You know, the orchestra got going. Bill Conti got a little uppity and bang, and she was shoot off. But he brought her back, and that was I've never seen that on the Oscar before.
No,
because she's not like a known star or anything. He wouldn't do that to Cate Blanchett. at any rate. That was a really nice part there, and there were some very touching moments, and others the others, mainly the other songs were imminently vomit inducing schlock. Stewart was in good form, relaxed, funny, referencing the films and basically talking about the various kinds of films that were nominated, from teen pregnancies to serial killers to greed, etc. And, you know, he did state the obvious that Hollywood just needs a big old-fashioned hug. Soundtrack, damn the technicalities, but both Eddie Vedder for Into the Wild and Johnny Greenwood should have been in there. Greenwood particularly for his dark, brooding, compelling score for There Will Be Blood. Like that. It's interesting that Videomatica's alternative Oscar choices, voted on by the clientele at Videomatica on 4th Avenue, was Carrie Russell, Best Actress for Waitress. Best Villain, no contest, Bardem. Best Actor, Mathieu Amalric for Diving Bell and the Butterfly. This is the Videomatica poll from Mr. Graham Pete. And here's the surprise in the Videomatica choices. Best Director and Best Picture, Sean Penn in Into the Wild, which was unfairly shut out by the Oscar Academy, who regard Penn as a bit of a shit disturber. Often very political, those Oscars, you know about that. And how about those gowns and those hairstyles, that red carpet, the hybrid limos, the bleacher brigade. Oh, the glamour, the excitement, the stars, so many stars. I love Hollywood. I love Hollywood. I love showbiz and Hollywood. What's wrong? Oh, thank you. I want to thank you all. I love you all. My mom, dad.
Happy trails, everyone. That's it for Radio Radio at CITR.
As you walk down the boulevard, she looks so weak and fragile. That's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. Well, you can see your stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up in ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. The voice stepping on Bela Lugosi, because he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty.
ask her, is it such a lonely life? Well, you can see other stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've not even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, they always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along the Hollywood Boulevard. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've not even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded, some who suffered in vain. Celluloid heroes never really die.
I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. Fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you